Hello, hello, shorts. Yeah, okay, if it sounds like I feel like crap, it's because I feel like crap. Medication. I asked the doctor specifically for something other than narcotics. Anything that would even kind of work. Better than Tylenol, because that doesn't kind of work for me. And that doesn't tear up my stomach and cause ulcers. I can't use ibuprofen. They hinted that there were medications that they could suggest, even over-the-counter medications. I asked for them. And after long last, they sent me a prescription for Tramadol. Yeah. So it's been a little bit rough for me, and I'm having trouble keeping my eyes open and my mouth moving. And fighting back nausea and all of this stuff. All of the reasons why I don't like narcotics in the first place. Okay. That's okay. That's an update from me. We're still moving forward. American missionaries. This is Christian Post. American missionaries trapped in Haiti seek prayers and help. Okay. Missionaries. I've got a very low estimation of missionaries and their goals and their reasonableness and their common sense. So when I see a story like this, it just makes me kind of think, is this another one of these stories where missionary, quote unquote, missionaries did something stupid in the name of Jesus? So as I scroll down here, I just want to read this piece. Okay. In July 2023, the U.S. State Department reissued a level 4 travel advisory for Haiti, asking Americans not to travel to the Caribbean nation. The advisory also ordered all U.S. citizens and non-emergency government employees to leave as soon as possible. Here's a quote. Do not travel to Haiti due to kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, poor health care, infrastructure. On July 27th, the Department of State ordered the departure of family members of U.S. government employees and non-emergency U.S. government employees. U.S. citizens in Haiti should depart Haiti as soon as possible by commercial or other privately available transportation options. In light of the current security situation and infrastructure challenges, the advisory said U.S. citizens wishing to depart Port-au-Prince should monitor local news and only do so when considered safe. The very next paragraph, in fact, the very next sentence tells the hotel that warning didn't stop missionaries like the Dolans or celebrated author Mitch Albarn from visiting. Okay. At that point, it just feels like you brought it on yourself. I don't know what you're doing. You ignored the State Department's warning. They literally told you the dangers of crime and kidnappings and civil unrest and poor health, all the stuff that you're complaining about suffering right now. They told you last year, summer of last year. What the heck are you doing there? I mean, you did it. You did a stupid thing for Jesus. So then let Jesus get you out. Why are you involving anybody else with your stupidity? There's a fundraiser going on, but I've got to be honest with you. Part of me wants to recommend that nobody donate to this fund. And I know how mean that sounds, so I'm not going to say it. I'm going to try to evaluate my own heart here. But seriously, they said don't go, and you said, screw that, man. This is for Jesus. I'm going, and now you're begging for money and complaining about your poor conditions. Okay. Yeah, okay. But you're seeking prayers, you know, you're seeking urgent prayers. So let's offer one. Please help these really stupid people, missionaries, who went to Haiti despite the government saying in no uncertain terms, everyone who's there should get out and you should not travel there. And they decided to go there anyway. So don't hold that against them like me. I pray that you be less petty than me and help these people out of there, miraculously if possible. Maybe lift them up on a cloud and fly them to a safe place. Why not? Furthermore, I pray that it happen right now. Right now. In the name of Milk Jug Joe Pesci, Allah, Ganesh, and Zeus, amen. If you would like to offer some prayers for this family, or tell me why this is in extremely bad taste and why I should never podcast when on tram at all. I already know. You know what to do. SkepticsandSeekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.